Welcome to the BetUS Soccer Channel. I'm Flash. This is Serie A. This is week 28 and only the 27th bullet that went straight through my brain last week on being, I'm thinking I'm on the right side. And then my team go down to 10 men. Wait for it. The player was arguing with the referee because he kept getting fouled and the ref sent him off. I mean, if that's not unlucky, I do not know what is. But how many times did you do it? Oh, I'm so unlucky. That's a bad beat. But anyway, you don't get any bad beats on the BetUS Soccer Channel. And we are America's favourite sportsbook, so I'd like you to subscribe. And also, I'd like you to ring the bell, which means I'll notify you and you'll never miss any content again. And that can be from La Liga, Serie A, Champions League, Europa League, Bundesliga and the Premier League. Now, if you like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, then please type in betustv.com/odds. We're going to have records. The chat is your domain. So if you want to ask Amina or Nick anything, then make sure you type away. There will be a Q&A section as well. And in the Q&A section, I may have a little announcement to make on a different show, different channel. And not maybe not a different channel, just a different show that starts tomorrow and will last right through to November. Okay, let me introduce my absolute stars. And if it wasn't for them, I would be in Davy Jones's locker. First of all, the queen of Serie A in Mina Rizzucchi. And Mina, you like raised your eyebrows as if you like quite fancy Davy Jones's locker.
I don't know much. I don't know who that is.
Davy Jones' locker at the bottom of the sea. Have you not seen any of them? The Pirates of the Caribbean and all that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, no. I watch serious stuff.
Oh. Yeah, okay. SpongeBob.
No, I'm not culturally aware of these things. I should do better when it comes to watching my movies. I'm not going to lie.
Don't worry, I'll send you over a list of things that you should be watching. Nick, good weekend last weekend, or was one of those that you just got away with it?
Yeah, it was a little frustrating. Thankfully, Inter, you know, came through on the win and under. Genoa kind of did exactly what I thought they would do there and limit them, although they scored too quickly early, and I was kind of like, oh, boy, this could get out of hand. But it settled in. Yeah, 1-2 for me on last week's show. A little disappointing, but I didn't see goals. I took an under. Didn't see goals there and got through, you know.
It shouldn't have been a win, Nick. It shouldn't have been a win. I'm sorry.
I know it hurt you, right? I know.
Well, some you win, some you lose. But if you have a look at the records, your presenter just none you win, all you lose. It's just unbelievable.
Terrible. To your credit, Flash, the ref. Well, I'm not sure how much of the referees was. I can be blamed on 20 units, but.
You know, all of it, obviously. If we're going down clutching at straws, then all of it, all 20 units. But the big thing for me was that once he sent him off for arguing, there should have been 7 or 8 red cards second half when the game started getting a little bit more tetchy. I mean, but first half, it was just unbelievable that happened. But we've got some good games this week. We've got injuries, we've got suspensions. So you better make sure that you do factor them in. Please get yourselves in the chat. Feel welcome. Thumbs up and obviously share this video. Let's have a look. We've got 6 games. Let's go with the first one. Okay, it's a real test, this. I think this is a bigger test than last week's. Napoli, -118, hosting Torino at +361. Torino are +100 for the double chance. Under over is set at 2.25 at -102. I think both teams score. But obviously, the way that the home side have turned a corner, maybe this is the last chance that if Napoli win this game, I think we can maybe follow them for the rest of the season, Mina. The draw is at 2.48. I think over 2.25 is the way to start.
I actually didn't know which. Yes, it should be this way, to be honest with you. I mean, this should be Napoli, I feel like, are back. They're back to scoring goals. You're starting to see the best out of Osimhen and Kvaratskhelia again. I mean, I say we've seen the best out of Osimhen. He hasn't really been there before Calzone has been appointed as coach. So it's lovely to have him back. And I also think that that's allowed Kvaratskhelia's performances to be a lot better. They're talking about a contract extension. Now, as you said, Samuele Ricci got a red card for Torino, so he's going to be out, as well as Per Schurz, Lovato, Tomezi. I mean, there's a lot of absences. Yeah. We're talking about Illich has also been ruled out for 5 to 6 weeks. So it's going to be difficult. I'm not going to lie. I feel like Torino are a little bit bare at the moment. Napoli are undefeated in their last 11 home matches against Torino, and they've been under 2.5 goals in 5 of Torino's last 6 games. Having said all of that, I agree with you. I do think this is a game in which we can see a lot of goals. Well, not a lot, but a few more goals than usual, because Napoli's defense really is back to being its best. The only thing that worries me about all of this is that how much of it are they thinking about Barcelona? So that's the only thing that I have to worry about in this particular match. But if I'm looking at the level of talent up front with Osimhen and Kvaratskhelia, then I think that this should be, I think this should be a 2-1. I can't see anything more than that. I'm not going to lie there. I was going to say, what about over 1.5 at plus 107? Can you see Napoli scoring twice on Torino?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I look at this game, not Napoli-Torino. I see this game as Roma versus Torino, and that gave us 5 goals. The line is at 2.25. Yes, I see Napoli scoring twice.
Do you remember the reverse, though? Oh, there was a red card in that one, though.
Yeah. And also, I think Torino have got better, and I think Napoli have got better in the last month as well. I just want to see Napoli. Napoli, I think, not as bad as the likes of Sevilla and Roma, but they're the type of sides that have turned corners. And now I'm ready to, I jumped on the Roma train earlier and I did the Sevilla. Now I want to jump on the Napoli train after I watch this game. But after what you've said about Torino not having everyone at their disposal, I'm thinking that Napoli at minus 118 might just be a don't complicate it, you know.
Well, here's the thing, that when you watch them against Juventus, there were moments where you just thought they gave away so much. I mean, in all honesty, in the first half, Vlahovic should have been 3-0 up. Vlahovic with Juventus should have been 3-0 up. And so this is my worry, is that Napoli's defence is so poor that I think Torino can get something there. So I definitely think both teams to score is something to look at, because I don't trust Napoli's defence, especially because Calzone is a very attacking coach. He's willing to take risks defensively. They have put in good defensive performances, though. They have been very good in restricting. But that's more to do in the last match with Juventus's impotence than their actual great strength in defending. But I would say over 2.5, I can definitely see Torino also getting on the score sheet.
Yeah, Nick, it is one of them games where I think you've got to go over rather than under, because Napoli are going forward with more gusto. But the minus 118, if Torino are struggling and they're missing key personnel, then this is a real opportunity for Napoli to put back-to-back wins together. They've got a really good home record to protect as well.
Yeah, I'm a no complicated guy on this one for sure. I think Napoli has turned a corner. I think they're back. Those that start with that blowout win against Sassuolo, solid win against obviously Juventus. You know, I think the big thing with Napoli, I talked about this before, is that, you know, I don't think they've been as bad as their, you know, standings in the table kind of indicate they have been. They do still sit third in expected points in the league. The difference, I've said this before as well, from this year to last year, is just against quality, they haven't gotten any wins. Before Juventus, the only quality win they had this season was Atalanta. Otherwise, I mean, you look at the list, they failed to beat everybody. I mean, Milan, they didn't beat twice. Lazio, Inter twice. Roma, Juventus in the first meeting. Real Madrid twice. Bologna. Everybody that's quality, everybody in the top 4, 5, 6 in this table, they just weren't beating. Luckily for us, Torino is not at the level of those teams. They are a great team to bet on at home, but they are not very good when they get on the road. They have just 3 wins. They lost to all the big boys. They lost to Milan, Lazio, Juve, Bologna, and Roma. They also haven't won in Naples since 2009. So there's a lot going against Torino here, and I think it's pretty simple in the fact that I'm at least very comfortable taking Napoli. I think, yes, they have Barcelona coming up next week, but I think it's very important for the Barcelona match that they win this match. Keep that momentum going. Keep that confidence high. Keep that team believing that they have turned a corner and that they can compete with Barcelona. So I think it's actually important that they win this match, and I think they're going to set up to try to win this match. I don't think they're going to rotate. I don't think they're going to do any of that. They need to climb the table, obviously, in Serie A. And just the scoring in the last couple of games alone, yeah, they got 8 goals. But in their previous 7 matches, they scored a total of 5. They averaged 0.92 expected goals per match. The last 2, they averaged 2.29. So something is clicking for them there. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Torino can, you know, play tough, but they're going to find a way. I believe Napoli will. And I think the money line, very, very simple, is an easy way to take take this.
Yeah, home. Obviously, when you have no Osimhen, the creativity that is as sparse as it was is not going to be then finished off, because you're looking at some of the creative players to be the ones that finish it. And yep. And obviously, there was a breakdown in the chain. Now the chain is strong. Yeah, Napoli minus 118. Maybe I've completely reversed my thought process there and thinking that Napoli is the way to go. Let's have a little look at the official picks.
Mine is clever.
Napoli and under 4.5 at plus 110. Yeah, I don't see them scoring 5.
Exactly.
If I did it, they'd win 4-1. Napoli minus 118. And I've really got to stop with the poor me's and just cheer you on. Okay, move on. Next game.
Oh, it's a good one.
Goals, anybody? Yeah. Sassuolo plus 120. Frosinone plus 205. Skip the pick 'em, draw, no bets and all that. Just go straight to the under or over 2.75, with the over being the favourite at minus 116. Frosinone at plus 144 to score twice. Well, you probably go with that because Sassuolo just concede goals against absolutely anybody, but they're not frightened to score a couple themselves. And Sassuolo at minus 110 to score twice. Nick, is this just straight over 2.75?
Yeah, I didn't choose this game, but the more I kind of dug into it, the more I do like it, and I do think it is the goals. I mean, Frosinone winless on the road. Sassuolo just 3 wins at home. They pulled off that ridiculous double, you know, back in the beginning of the season. They beat Juve and Inter back-to-back matches, but they have 2 wins in 21 matches since then. So I don't know how they did that. So happily, I'm going to say I can't trust either team. I don't want to trust either team. I don't want to put my money near either one of these teams. So then I quickly was like, well, what about the total here? Since a 0-0 draw with Torino back in December, Frosinone has allowed 36 goals in their last 13 matches. They conceded in every single one. Similarly, Sassuolo has conceded in every match but one this season, and they've allowed 22 goals over just their last 8. I've said this plenty of times on this show. You guys know I like to do it when I got 2 teams, bad defenses, a game both will look at that they can win. I think they go for it. So I think it's a goal fest. I think you could either go over 2.75 goal. You could do the both teams to score and over 2.5. Both are priced
minus 110.
Yeah, they're priced about the same. So either are good options here, but I see plenty of chances for 2 bad defenses trying to get a win.
Yeah, I don't see 3-0. I think both teams to score an over at a better price than 2.75 means that, okay, if I get free, if just say Sassuolo won and I went 3-0 and I went over 2.75, I'm getting a half win and I've got 3 goals. I go both teams to score and over. I'm getting a better price and I get a full win, Mina.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go with, this is the thing. I agree with you in the sense that I don't know which one I would decide to win this between these two, because they're so hideous.
Or it doesn't have to be a winner, though, does it? This does have 2-2 or something bonkers on it.
All I know is that I can see both of them scoring a goal, because Frosinone usually get a goal a game. And I see Sassuolo with the second worst defence at home. They have the second worst defence at home. Only Salernitana have conceded more goals than them at home, which is ridiculous to think about. And then Frosinone have the worst defence away from home. So if this doesn't tell you that these two teams are abomination to anything called a defensive unit, then I don't know what does, because literally you cannot find 2 worse teams in Serie A when it comes to defense, except for maybe Salernitana. So thinking about all that, you would imagine that there'd be some goals there, because there is actually quite a lot of good attacking talent within these two sides. The one thing is that Sassuolo is missing Domenico Berardi, who's, of course, their lighthouse, the most important man and their star talent. But they do have other players who can make the difference, no one more so than Lloriente. So I see him getting a goal. I see there's obviously Sule, Barranquilla is back in defensive midfield, so that should help with the workout as well, allowing for more players to join Sule in the attack as well from midfield. So I look at this game and I think, yeah, it could be a 2-2, it could be a 3-2, it could be a 4-4-4 lineup, because honestly, these are 2 terrible sides. The one thing that I wouldn't probably go for, which I always like to go for usually, is Frosinone over 1.5. I just don't know whether they can get 2 goals in this one. They should be able to, because Sassuolo is so poor. But another way to go with this match as well is that these are the 2 sides that usually concede and get a lot of corners. So over 10.5 is the line at the moment. So if you do care about going for corners, this is probably the game to go for, because those two usually are the teams that are most associated with conceding and with getting corners. So I can imagine there to be about 15 corners in this particular matchup. I have a terrible history when it comes to betting on corners, so I decided to leave that one alone. But I definitely would say both teams to score over 2.5. This looks like an easy money.
Yeah, and Danny Lopez, he totally agrees with you because he just came straight in with, I like overs in the corners. I can throw a little bit more meat on the bone for you both. I wrote down in this game, no midfield from control from either side. So basically, they just go from end to end to end and no one's going to control this game and they're both going to create chances because they're going to get into the opposition's final third, maybe 10, 12 times each. Okay, let's have a little look at the official pick. Both teams and over 2.5, minus 110 for the Queen. Okay, let's move on to game number three because do we believe that there's a banana skin waiting for the 2023-24 Serie A champions in Inter, who are plus 115 on the road to Bologna, who are plus 245. Remember, Inter travel to Spain for the second leg of the Champions League. The draw here is at plus 240. That could well be a runner, by the way, the draw here. I think there could be a few draws in Serie A this week, and hopefully that will help me out. Bologna, a minus 215 just to score. Inter a plus money, plus 135. Mina, could we see a subdued Inter? I sort of tried to get it at you last week that when can we start thinking that Inter are thinking about this Champions League? You said never.
Yeah, never.
This week they've got to be thinking about it.
I mean, in all honesty, is that they did rotate on Monday. They played Aslani, they played Alexis Sanchez. So for them, this is their way of saying, look, we're going to try to play with our different players and see what happens. And I don't know, you be the judge of whether or not their performance against Genoa is what you expected. I think Genoa has been somewhat of a bogey team for a few sides. Obviously, they drew against them. But generally speaking, when Sanchez is still producing, I feel like he's gotten a little bit better. His confidence is coming back. They're talking about actually extending his contract, weirdly enough. And so it looks like it's going to be Marcus Thuram who starts up front.
Oh, he's back, is he?
Yeah. He is back.
Nice.
And so is Çalhanoğlu. And so is Bastoni.
Oh,
so,
they can't play. Not they've got to be wrapped in cotton wool and ready for Atletico Madrid.
You would imagine so. I wouldn't. Oh. If I'm Inzaghi, I'm not going to risk Acerbi, my best centre-back, as well as Çalhanoğlu. So I would probably look to not start these players straight away. But I would start Bastoni. I think Bastoni is one of those players that gets better the more he plays in general. So I am imagining, listen, it doesn't really matter who Inter decides to play because they're all good. The whole squad is freaking good. So one thing you can imagine is that they're going to get a goal. But this is a game they can afford to lose, which is what everyone's talking about, because this could, in fact, be a win for Bologna. At home, they've been the second best team when it comes to what they manage at home. It's just that their performances have been so good with their centre-backs contributing to the attack. They know how to play when it comes to zonal marking, when it comes to man-on-man marking. They figured out how to get past most opponents. And the one thing they have to watch out for is that sometimes, like, for example, against Cagliari, if you do counter-attack against them, they will concede. So I wonder if Inter's going to try to just say, you know, like, you have the ball, we'll play a more reactive game and see what happens. Because I'm not entirely sure that Bologna's attack can resolve those issues on their own. So either way, I imagine both teams to score in this particular match. Who wins it? I have no idea. Honestly, I have no idea. Because truly, they are two of the best teams right now in Serie A. I think they're the two cleverest teams. They, you know, Bologna might not have all the points, but they are so clever in the way that they adapt to the opposition. And I do genuinely see a potential of this being a Bologna win. But for me, because I couldn't decide which one to go for, I left it alone.
Yeah, I can see. I mean, if I said to you, Bologna win this game, you'd think, yeah, there's more than a chance. If I said to you to draw, you'd say, I tell you what, I'd probably go with the draw at 240. But then you're going against Inter at plus 115. Bologna maybe at plus 0.25 there. Or maybe push the juice out and just go straight double chance, home win or draw here, because that's what we've been discussing, Nick.
I've ridden the Inter train a lot recently. And what I'm going to suggest, is not for the faint of heart. So if you want a stress-free weekend, don't do this. But I think if there's ever a chance to get in front of Inter and go the opposite way, this is it. Yes, they have Atletico. Huge match this upcoming week. And we've said it before. I mean, I'll credit you. You've said it. You know, Inzaghi doesn't want to rotate much. And he says winning is contagious and he wants to keep putting a good lineup out there. And I think he will. But one thing I think that plays into this a little bit is obviously they had a huge cushion in Serie A. So let's say maybe we're later in the second half and the match is, you know, tight and tied. I don't think that they necessarily go hard and do something crazy at the end of the game to try to win the match because they don't necessarily need to. So that might play into an advantage for Bologna as far as getting something out of this match. But end of the day, there's a couple things that are worrying me a little bit for Inter. You know, their last four matches, they haven't been the best defensive performances from the club. I say that as they've kept clean sheets in two of them. They allowed 1.23 expected goals per match, though, in all four. They were outshot against Fiorentina and Lecce, of all teams. Against the two quality teams they played, Roma and Fiorentina, they won both, yes, but they averaged less than one expected goal per game while averaging 1.45 allowed. There's some alarming numbers showing up in just shots and chances created. It just suggests they're not dominating the matchups like they had been prior. At the end of the day, all that matters is the results, yes. But Bologna is also getting them. They haven't lost at home since their opener, 12 straight now, unbeaten. Yeah. They played Inter very tough in that reverse fixture. It was a 2-2 draw, and it was deserving. I mean, it was a well-played game from Bologna. I think they are more than capable of grabbing something here. There's just something for me right now that for Inter that's just showing a little bit of vulnerability, and I just hate the spot for them. So I think if there's ever a time, this is it. I'm not brave enough to go Bologna to win, what? But Bologna on the double chance or plus half a goal, you got to pay a little bit. It's like -130, -135, but I think in a draw setting, at least as cash is our full ticket, I think they have a chance to do this here.
Yeah, no, I do as well. I do as well. And I don't think that Inter are vulnerable. I just think that they have got so many eyes on so many main courses. And again, they've got to just try and prioritise and keep a little bit back in the energy tank, as it were. And obviously, I'll be more than happy if they get beat against Bologna and then go and qualify and go on and win the Champions League or at least play Man City.
I agree.
Not winning the Champions League quite yet.
Well, I've already done that when I put my money on them at 25-1, Mina. Listen, but you can join myself, Mina, and Marco here on Monday for that Champions League show. I cannot wait for that. Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks, please.
Madrid disappointed us in the Champions League.
Yes.
Okay, Bologna plus 0.5 minus 130. Okay, let's move on.
Spectacular game awaits us in this one.
Yes, I think this is should be a triple banker. Lecce versus Verona. Draw plus 221. I thought it was going to be plus 200. I'm getting 10% better. Under over 2.25. I only see a maximum of 2, and that's only if it's a 1-1 draw. But the over 2.25 is at plus 108. If you are going money line, Lecce at plus 123. Verona plus 239, but you're a brave man. If you go anywhere near any of that. Nick, draw for me, not sitting on the fence.
Okay. I like the draw because what it's telling me is you don't want to bet on either team. And I'm going to back
exactly.
that up. I don't want to bet on either team either. Lecce, for me, I think one of the biggest pretenders in Serie A. They had that surprising start to the season. They had they were unbeaten in their first five matches, 3 wins, 2 draws. Well, they have 2 wins in 22 matches since then. They ranked 19th. And expected points, which is, you know, derivative of expected goal data. And it's always something I look at for long-term projections. I'm never going to project a game, but it tells me what the teams are really doing and what's going to happen in a longer span. So they've been a team I've bet against recently, and it's been working out very, very well. Doesn't mean I'm going to bet against them here because I don't trust Verona either. Mm-hmm. They have just 3 wins in their last 25 matches. So that's a combined 5 wins between these teams in 47 matches. It's pretty bad. So, Flash, you're right. The only way to bet against both teams, because that's what you want to do, is to bet the draw. Lecce hasn't kept a clean sheet in 22 matches, but they do usually find a goal, especially at home when they aren't playing, you know, the top clubs. 4 times they were held scoreless at home, but 3 of those was Inter, Juve, and Napoli. The other was Torino, who seemed to hold a lot of people scoreless. Otherwise, they scored against all the weak competition. And the concern for me on the goals, that's what I'm going to suggest here, is Verona doesn't always play to high-scoring matches. They do a decent job defensively, at least in terms of conceding a lot of goals per game. But they do always still concede. They're just not trustworthy to score. That's the concern. But considering the fact that I threw all that negative information out there about Lecce's defense, I think they can find one here. So over 2.25, maybe both teams to score. Screw it. Go both teams to score and over 2.5. That's plus 170. So I think any of those options are pretty good.
No. 0-0, 1-1 if you want to do correct scores. Or just go with a draw at plus 221. Yes, it's got 1-1 row all over this. But you've got to go with draw because it could well be 0-0. I mean, draw half-time around plus 105 or plus 100 is another way. In, out, take your money, and then you're gone. Because if someone gets one of these, it's going to be a 78th-minute winner. And if it's a 78th-minute winner, next time we do, because obviously it's international break next week, I will be crying, Mina.
Oh, I don't know with this one. Because generally speaking, the first thing I thought when I saw this is a Lecce win.
Okay.
But one of the reasons why I believe that it could be a draw is because, do you remember Fulorancio with that amazing volley kick against Juventus? So he's back in the squad for this match, and he is a very big talent. Combining him with Suslov makes Hellas Verona have a better attack. When you consider that Lecce have conceded 21 goals in 13 matches at home, it means their defense is not that great. Having said that, Verona is terrible away from home, and Nick has just told you all about that, in the sense that they've only managed one win. They've conceded 20 goals, so not as bad as you would have expected, to be honest with you. I can see both of them getting a goal, and I can see both of them conceding a goal. So I can see the 1-1. But generally speaking, one of the reasons why I would have gone for Lecce more is because if you look at their last six matches at home, it's a bit of a mixed bag. There's been two wins, two draws, and two defeats. So they can win matches. They've managed five. They're not hideous. They've only lost four. So this is the one thing that makes me think that at home, they're a little bit stronger, and I probably would have gone for them against Verona. But Fulorancio was one of those players that, like I said, when he combines, I think that he's really fun to watch. I don't know which way to go with this. Would I go for a draw?
That's why you can't. If you can't split them, go down the middle. And I just add this. Okay, when I was doing this, I went, Lecce will be more on the ball. I think they will have more possession. But Verona will be more compact. And I think that they'll be more than happy for them to have the ball, because Lecce don't go and create five and six golden opportunities. Verona will be looking and patient.
Verona have scored 9 goals in 14 games away from home.
I totally agree. I wouldn't put anyone off at the 0-0. I would not put anyone off at the 0-0 here. I just think that it's not a great game to watch unless you're on the 0-0, because every time they go near the goal, you're hiding behind the sofa. It's a little bit sadomasochist, but it's still an emotion. And I think you can get paid at plus 221 being on the draw. And I am on it, and I'm on it on my own. So let's have a little look.
Minus 128 in unders. That could be a good way to go.
Yeah, there's another way to go. Another way to go, as long as it ends up in a draw, because I desperately need it. Draw, plus 221. Let's move on to probably the biggest game in Serie A this weekend. Okay, you've got Juve, plus 119, that are well rested, but they are not able to field the strongest side possible. And Atalanta, plus 249, very good performance in Portugal in midweek. Should have come away with the win, to be honest. It was just the width of a post, the crossbar, the keeper. But under or over 2.25, I think that you could go over as it goes. I like the draw as well, plus 230. Mm. I wanted to be with Juve, and then I thought Juve is just not keeping clean sheets. Atalanta are creating. So, Mina, how about just pacify me? I'm going to go with draw again here because I can't split them.
Well, this is the thing. I would have thought this is the Juventus win, but four out of the last six matches between these two teams has been a draw. And in fact, those last two times, it's been 0-0 draw. Generally speaking, I thought Atalanta was very good against Bologna last week. I mean, like you said, they were good in the Europa League as well. But against Bologna, I thought they were really good. I felt sorry for them, actually, that they lost that match in particular. Also because I bet on them. So I felt sorry for myself, mostly. it's at home, they created enough. But unfortunately for them, you know, they were, I think not even Bologna expected them to get the second goal that they did get. So Atalanta creating a lot, Charles de Ketelaere, Lookman, there were so many different players that this could go. Scamacca obviously scored as well, and it looks like maybe he's shaken the monkey off his back and he feels strong again to start scoring goals. Gasperini, the coach, said the only thing keeping him back is his mentality, is the mental pressure that he puts on himself. Now, Juventus, I do really like their performance against Napoli. Don't listen to what the critics say. They should have been 3-0 up in the first half. They created so many opportunities, but Vlahovic missed three. Now, it doesn't matter. We forgive Vlahovic because he's been the best striker this season in all of Serie A. He's gotten the most amount of goals. But unfortunately for Juventus, he's missing for this match, suspended. And he was very upset with himself because he got the yellow card. Not only did he not miss a host of chances, but then he gets a yellow card. That means he's suspended for this big match. So up front, are we looking at Milik with Chiesa? Are we looking at Chiesa with Yildiz? We don't know yet, but there's a possibility of Milik starting. I certainly hope that we're not going to see Kostic for a while, but there's always the possibility of seeing him. So
only to say goodbye.
Yeah, I do feel sorry, but I do kind of feel like this show is always just there to battle against Kostic. But it seems likely that he is probably going to start this. But unfortunately also is that Alcaraz right now has suffered an injury in training, which means that there's little to no players available to them because Rabiot is out, started training again, but unlikely to feature. So Rabiot is out. McKennie is out. Now Alcaraz is out. So I don't know who's going to play in midfield. So that's the thing that should make you lean towards Atalanta more or go for a draw. Reason I say this is because when Juventus do feel that they're in a vulnerable position, they play very pragmatic football. Pragmatic football means like the reverse fixture where they just shut down everything and make sure Atalanta can't play. In that sense, I think it could be a 0-0.
Yeah, I agree. It could be anything, but I don't see a winner because Atalanta will go to Juve. Juve will go Atalanta, but I don't see either of the defences that are commanding enough to keep the other one out, Nick.
This is tough. I mean, Juve, yeah, just the one win, right, in six matches. Six straight losses against the spread, so they're not covering anything. I feel bad for Atalanta. Talk about a gauntlet. Top four teams 4 weeks in a row? I mean, that's brutal. So they didn't win any of the first three. Now they come in short rest. You mentioned that, Flash, after playing Sporting on Wednesday. So it's a tough spot for them, but I can't back them, and I don't want to back Juve because they haven't been good in form. Plus, Mina, you mentioned everybody that's missing or likely to be missing. So it's very difficult to want to bet either side. The total honestly has me a little perplexed as well. This is just a game I'm struggling with, to be honest. I can't really get onto anything. A part of me could argue the under, maybe. Historically, Juve's defense has been fantastic, but you've conceded in six straight now and two and three straight games after that. And we know Atalanta's offense usually isn't as strong on the road away, but they've also conceded a lot of goals recently as well in their tough schedule. So it's hard. I really wish I could say something and give some sort of opinion here, but I don't want to do the viewers injustice and recommend something I don't truly believe in. So I'll watch it. Probably not going to bet it. You know, you made me choose something. I don't even know if I could. I might just say, you know what? Take me out. Bury me now. I don't want to. I can't bet on this game.
Wow. Okay. Well, I can't split them. I expect a very tight game. But maybe if you push me, I'd go 1-1. But they both have the right type of talent for a 2-2 draw as well. But plus 230, then I'm more than happy to go with that. Let's have a little look at the official pick, please.
You are a brave man. You are
or stupid, but I prefer brave. Draw plus 230. Let's move on to the final game. Danny Lopez says Juve, draw no bet, by the way. Okay, it's Fiorentina hosting Roma. Fiorentina, good second half performance in their last home game against Lazio, but now they come up against a Roma side who don't take a backward step. They're plus 195 to pick up all 3 points on the road. Fiorentina are plus 145. Remember, Roma are involved in Europa League midweek action, but they're playing against a side that I think that they will just cruise through and get the job done. Draw plus 230. Roma under or over 2.5. I think you've got to go over here. I think that Roma will score twice at plus 175. Is that good enough to win the game, Nick? I'm not so sure, but I do think that Roma is the only side I'd want to be with.
I agree with that as well. And I suspect that when Thursday's Europa match finishes, assuming Roma pull through and win, I think this line is going to start to move more towards Roma. We might lose the price you're seeing right now because they've been playing well. We keep talking about the new manager bounce with De Rossi and how good the team looks going forward. Granted, we're still in a situation where we can look at their schedule and say, yeah, well, it's been easy. But, you know, aside from playing Inter, uncoincidentally, that was their only loss. I mean, it's still, what, Verona, Salernitana, Cagliari, Frosinone, Torino, and Monza. So this will be more of a test. I will at least say that. But I think the match against Brighton on Thursday is a better test for them as well. And they look pretty good thus far. The latter two, you know, Torino and Monza, at least are mid-tier clubs. But none of those teams that I mentioned have double-digit wins this season. So that's the only alarming part. I'm looking at their recent results. Though Fiorentina, I'm not a fan of them, first of all. They do have 12 wins, but I kind of have them at the same caliber as like a Torino. And a perfect evidence of that is that 0-0 draw they just played. I mean, there was nothing in that game. That was just...
Well, yeah, but remember Torino, you've got to say that Torino for over an hour were down to 10 men. Torino was my banker. You give me Fiorentina versus Torino, I'm taking Torino every day of the week.
I agree.
You just give me Roma, for me, are a different animal because they have so much creativity. They have goals and they have a positive mental attitude at the moment that's like, we will have a go.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, Fiorentina is struggling to score the ball right now. I mean, their last 16 matches, they've been held to one goal or less in 12 of them. The only, you know, ones they, three of the teams they scored multiple goals against was Udinese, Lecce, and Frosinone. So it's not like against anybody with quality that they're playing.
Well, they got a couple against Lazio, didn't they, after Lazio went 1-0 up.
That they scored two goals in over the last 16. Yeah. Yep. So you can see the price on here right now. The draw no bet plus 113. You can pay a little bit plus a quarter of a goal, which you guys know I like to play those Asian handicaps. It's minus 125, maybe minus 130. And you know, if we do end up in a draw here, at least we're cashing something. But you're right, Flash. Roma is the only side I would touch here, and getting a head start, which I suspect becomes a lot more pricey as we get closer to this match. I think it's good to jump on that right now.
Yeah, I see it as a free hit, to be honest. Plus 113, Roma, draw no bet. That'll be the way that I go as well, Queen.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to double dip. I want to draw no bet as well as the pick that I did go for. It's interesting to note because they're both playing midweek. Fiorentina, though, are traveling to play Maccabi Haifa. So that's kind of a tension-filled game that they're traveling to as well. So it's going to be quite tough for them to come back and get troubles and then invite Roma, this version of Roma to your stadium and hope that you can get the win, right? I mean, Roma right now are winning against Brighton. They've been the better team so far from what I can tell. They're 2-0 up and Lukaku is back to scoring goals with regularity. He's doing extra training. Dybala has been in ridiculous form, scored his first hat-trick in Roma colours against Torino. Hadn't managed it since he moved from Juventus and Juve, he got 4. I mean, he's just firing from all cylinders. And then you obviously have Lorenzo Pellegrini to consider. What's also really interesting is that in those last 7 matches that have been played under Daniele De Rossi in Serie A, there's no team that has scored more goals than Roma. So ever since that he's come on, they have been a ridiculously good team going forward. And actually, their defense is not bad. They're keeping a clean sheet tonight against Brighton, who a lot of people think are one of the best teams in England. So Fiorentina, you know, this is the problem with Fiorentina, is that sometimes they're brilliant, but even when they're brilliant against Lazio, it takes them so long to get the goals that they deserve. And I do not like their defense. I mean, they do concede a lot. Their form recently has been topsy-turvy. It was a 0-0 against Torino. We spoke already about that red card to Samuele Ricci. And then, of course, they did manage that win against Lazio, which they merited. It just took a longer time than I imagined. And then drew with Empoli. Lost to Bologna. So they beat Frosinone 5-1, but lost to Lecce. It's like, what do you expect from Fiorentina? That's such a mixed bag. But Roma right now, with those three attacking talents up front, the option of choosing El Shaarawy, who's a very vertical forward. The one thing that I would say is I'm interested to see Belotti. That's the one thing for Fiorentina I'm interested to see, because obviously he's gone to Fiorentina from Roma, is going to want to score against them. So that should be fun to watch. Another way to go for this is both teams to score and over 2.5. But I certainly see goals. I mean, there are so many things to go here with Roma, because you imagine them to score over 2 goals. Also, Roma always score in the first half. At least 1 goal, always score. They're 3-0 up now against Brighton. Mancini, their centre-back, has scored a goal. You can go for Pick'em at +113. That's an easy way to go as well. Go for +195 and don't complicate it, because do you really see Fiorentina winning against the side that's now thrashing Brighton? Honestly speaking, over 1.5 at +175. Or go with what I said and make sure and that they will get a goal in the first half. Because do you really see Roma going a whole 45 minutes of the first half without getting a goal? It hasn't happened so far.
Not against Fiorentina. I certainly don't. I think it's the away side or nothing. And you can be as creative as you like. You can basically get +175 that they score twice, 195 that they take all 3 points. Or just go with the draw no bet at +113. Let's have a little look. Marley says, your look flash when Mina said Brighton is one of the best Premier League sides. Well, as you know, I told you all on the Europa League show that Roma will absolutely demolish Brighton. Brighton are not as good, especially on the road.
Tell me they're so good. I so totally agree with you, because I'm not a huge fan of De Zerbi like everyone else is, but I... Yeah. Do you remember what I told you, what Unai Emery would do?
No, there you go. What is that? No. Let's not bring back old haunted skeletons. Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks. That's what we need to be doing. Positivity, because I believe that all three of us like Roma in some way, shape or form here. It's first half, Roma team total, over 0.5 at +128. You have got creative. You've obviously had no dinner dates this week, Mina. Roma... draw no bet +113 and Roma +0.25 at -125. Great job, team. Now's your time for a Q&A, and I will remind you and ask you please to subscribe and ring the bell, which means I'll notify you and you'll never miss any content again. If you like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, then type in betustv.com/odds. And tomorrow is the start of the MLB season for us, because we're going to have the MLB Futures Show hosted by Kyle. We've got a new boy, Kenny, so get yourself in the chat and make sure he's welcome. And he is going to be alongside the ever reliable Corby, who absolutely knows just quality oozes throughout that show. So please make sure that you join the MLB boys tomorrow for their Futures Show. Okay, Marley says, Calorie Salernitana. Marley, are you some kind of sicko? What, Marley, you tell me what you would go.
Oh, actually, you'd don't go.
No.
It's probably a draw, because Cagliari have a lot of absences. So yeah. I looked at that game, to be honest with you. But they have a few absences in attack, so I wasn't sure they'd get a goal. Salernitana, just somewhat, I don't know if they're better. I don't know if that's just too much. They're just terrible. Both these teams are terrible. So probably a nil-nil.
So hang on. So basically, Marley, first of all, I was going to ask Nick, but obviously Nina. but she said I'd go with Calorie. Then I would go with nil-nil. So that brings in, she'd go unders. Then you just go, and you've gone, both teams scoring over 2.5.
Cagliari, so I don't know. They don't have any of their attack. They've got no Luvumbo available to them. Also, Salernitana.
Couldn't agree more.
So.
I couldn't agree more.
Marley. In the last match. So.
Marley, give yourself a shake, man. Don't be getting involved in that game. But there again, don't be listening. Yeah, they both need to win. Hence the draw. Okay, and both of them need to make sure.
You can go for it, Roma. I mean,
exactly. It's a dogfight, says Marley. Then go for cards. Go for something like that. Stay away. Have an interest if you must. But it's a bit of a degenerate comment, to be honest. Let's have a little look at the best bets. Looking forward to Napoli and under 4.5 at +110. Yes, I could get with that. Okay, Napoli money line at -118. I cannot believe I've not gone for that. Lecce versus Verona is a draw at +221 for me. Juve Atalanta is a draw for me at +230. And I finish off with Roma draw no bet at +113. Bologna +0.5 at +130 for Nick. Roma +0.25 for -125 also for Nick. And then Sassuolo Frosinone. Both teams are scoring over 2.5 at -110. And you're better off taking that, because the over 2.75 was at -118. First half Roma team total over 0.5 +128 for Mina. And if you add all them up, there's going to be about 11 or 12 units, mostly for my draws. Okay, thanks. Marley says that thanks, he'll stay clear. I'd prefer it if you didn't put that question up in the first place. But Mina, we'll see you on Monday for for the Champions League. Oh, it's going to be so good. I'm so nervous. Nick, we'll be speaking again in a very, very short while, because you can also join Nick next week when we have the Players' Championship from Sawgrass, the fifth major, our first golf show of the season. Really looking forward to it. And we've got a new guest who basically writes for the PGA, pagatour.com. So Brady will be coming in as well, but I'll give him a bit more of a boost once I see his selections. But Nick, we'll speak again in a while. Mina, have a lovely weekend. May all your bets be winners, unless they're against mine, in which case they will be guaranteed winners. You take care.